time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Harla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone, as we always do, with a little bit of live music. This is Closer Walk with Thee by a group that I'm actually a part of. This is by 4Change. Sit back and enjoy.
Well,
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can go to loveministriesbuilds.org for all of the great information about Love Ministries. Well, I am so excited to welcome Reverend Ramsey Patton. She is an associate pastor at Highland Park United Methodist Church. Welcome, Ramsey.
Thanks, Carla. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. We're so glad that you had time in your schedule. I know you got a lot going on.
We all do. I know.
I know. We do. And we're getting into the Christmas season, so it's about to
really ramp up.
Yeah, it truly is. Well, you all, Ramsey and I, we've served together at Highland Park for several years. I don't know how many years.
I've been on staff over 8 years.
Over 8 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and we started out in Cornerstone together. I'm still in Cornerstone. You've moved to Higher Heights. Can we call it Higher Heights?
No, just different. Different heights.
So Ramsey is now the pastor of the Feast, and there's so much going on in the department in which you serve in.
Right.
But really, I want to go back to the beginning and give people just kind of a look into who Ramsey is. Because I know, according to my knowledge, I know that you started out as a lawyer.
Yes.
And then you transition into ministry, which meant you had to go back to school and
right.
all of that kind of stuff. So what guided that transition?
Sure. Well, so like you said, I practiced law. I practiced law in Dallas for 5 years. I did corporate litigation for 2.5 years, and then I did family law for 2.5 years. And I never felt like law was what God was calling me to, mm-hmm. but I couldn't figure out what God was calling me to. And there was about 18 months towards the end of my legal career where I just really wrestled because it was like, God, I know this isn't what you want me to do, but mm-hmm. you're not showing me the door. You're not showing me.
Yeah.
So there was one day after church, and my husband and I were going to Highland Park United Methodist Church, and we were going to Cornerstone, listening to you sing, worshiping with you. And during the worship service, I heard God say to me, Ramsey, you need to go to seminary. Hmm. And I was like, that's stupid. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? And then I heard the voice again say, Ramsey, you really need to go to seminary. So I thought, all right, I will mention it to my husband, Dave. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, no way, mm-hmm. and see what happens. And so we were getting into our car after church, and I said, I think I need to go to seminary. And he said, okay. And then so that led to a lot of prayer and a lot of seeking counsel and guidance from other people. Mm-hmm. And I just kept praying to God, God, if this is what you want me to do, if this is the path you want me to go down, then open the doors. But if it's not, close the doors. Mm-hmm. And again and again and again, God opened doors. And so I ended up going to seminary. And then I was like, once I started seminary, I was like, I'm never going to be ordained. I don't want to be a pastor. I don't know why God wants me here. And then kind of all evolved from there.
That is so funny. So I can't believe, I mean, like knowing you now.
Yeah.
And so, and we've like, I mean, you are so, how do I want to say this? Especially when people and families are going through maybe death and, you know, very dire situations. I've been in the hospital room with you and you know, like exactly what to do and what to say and how to, you know, kind of keep people moving forward. You know, that can be a very scary time. A lot of families maybe haven't gone through that before, and there's a lot to process. The doctors are coming in with a lot of things. You got to make a lot of decisions, mm-hmm. and you're like a rock star.
Oh, well, that's all the Holy Spirit. I do well in crisis situations, I think. I'm pretty calm, but then there's other things where I'm very out of my element. But I do believe that God, I enjoy hospital work. Mm-hmm. I enjoy being, I think it's a real privilege as a pastor because you're granted so much access to people. And I feel like, particularly when people are dying, it's such a liminal moment mm-hmm. because you feel God so present and you know there's just a kind of connection between heaven and earth. And it's a real privilege.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with me. It's just all the Holy Spirit.
Well, hey, I've seen it with my own eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a rock star in those situations. And at the church, I mean, you've done so many things. You've been an associate pastor in Cornerstone, mm-hmm. and that really entails, you know, being in relationship with a lot of people,
yes.
and walking with them through their questions about their faith, and I've seen you pray for people and just be really sensitive, you know, to people in those situations. Talk more about that. Like, how are you able to kind of step outside of yourself and step into someone else's situation and really be sensitive to that and prayerful with them through different situations?
Well, again, I think it's just a Holy Spirit thing. But for me, it just involves listening,
mm-hmm.
and just being there as much as I can. I mean, there are definitely situations where I'm like, oh, I really, you know, didn't handle that well, or I could have done this or said this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in ministry, so much of ministry is just the power of presence,
mm-hmm.
just being there. Even if you don't know what to say or you don't know what to do, but just knowing, just being present to a person with whatever they're facing, I think
yeah.
is a real gift
yeah.
or
yeah.
that we offer
yeah.
in ministry.
Yeah. I can definitely see that, you know, see that in you. Now, is that something that when you were a lawyer, and I bet you had to do that same situation, just that same thing, you know, came
well,
up.
Especially in family law.
Yeah.
Because you're always delivering what's perceived as bad news.
Okay.
Because, you know, usually what's happening is the parties are, it's a horrible emotional time.
Yeah.
And you're trying to... You're often giving your client not the news they want because you're trying to compromise with the other side, or the
right.
court's ordered something that
right.
they don't want. And so you're delivering a lot of bad news and having to walk through high emotions with
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
You usually see people at their worst.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and I know also you are a mom.
I am a mom.
and very, very proud of that. How do you... is there any time where you are at work and maybe in a situation where you are with a family and walking them through something difficult? Is it tempting to bring that stress home?
I'm not going to – I don't know that I have an answer for that exact question. I think for me the biggest challenge is when there are sick kids in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's really – I've had a couple situations where – I've had to, it's a privilege, but had to be present to families who were taking children off of life support, facing drowning situations where they were about the same age as my child.
Mm-hmm.
And that was incredibly difficult
yeah.
For me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And again, I wasn't there with you in those situations, but I've seen you in different situations, and I know that you... I know you shared the love of Jesus. You know,
well, thank
them.
You, Carla.
Yeah. And so also I know that with your transition out of Cornerstone, you went into what is called now Spotlight Theater.
Right.
It used to be called Jesters.
Yes.
And it is a program at Highland Park, a fabulous program at Highland Park, and a great show when the show comes around. It's a program where individuals with
disabilities
can participate in, they write and produce mm-hmm. an original show.
Yeah, an original musical production.
Yeah.
It's older teens and adults with disabilities, and they work with a professional director.
Mm-hmm.
They meet every Saturday beginning in September, and then they produce and show their show in February.
Mm-hmm. So you were the minister, you know, mm-hmm. the ministerial presence in that for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is completely hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's
awesome.
Kind of like you don't know where it's going. Mm-hmm. It takes all these twists and turns. The actors are wonderful.
Yes.
The actors and the actresses are wonderful. Everything is original. They wrote it. It's so entertaining, and it's, you know, great for the entire family. There's a... Isn't there a red carpet that like
there
leads
is.
Up to it and
yes,
everything?
Yes, there is a red carpet where the actors arrive. And
yes.
Lots of things are celebrated.
Yes, so. Yes. So it is so wonderful. So tell us about your time with Spotlight Theater.
Sure. So that was actually what I was hired on to do.
Okay.
When I, at the church, I was interested in working at the church, and our senior pastor and then senior pastor designate at
yes.
the time said, well, we'd love to have you, but there's only one job opening, and it's to be at what was at the time was called the Jester's Coordinator,
mm-hmm.
which is now Spotlight Musical Theater. And I had never worked with people with disabilities.
Okay.
I did feel a strong call to work with people who are marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I mean, this is great. This could work.
Mm-hmm.
And from the very first moment that I met the actors and was there, it was just great.
Yeah.
So, and that kind of led me into disability ministry,
mm-hmm.
which I would have never in a million years thought of, because a lot of people who are in disability ministry have a loved one who has a disability or,
mm-hmm.
you know, a familiarity with that world.
Yes.
And I really didn't, but
okay.
I'm so grateful that God led me
yeah.
to that world.
Yeah, yeah. And your parents serve with you.
My
as
yes,
well, right?
Yes. My dad serves. He continues to serve as a volunteer
mm-hmm.
in Spotlight Musical Theater. This
mm-hmm.
is his ninth year, and then he also serves in Kingdom Singers, which is the choir.
Okay.
That the all-inclusive choir that sings at the service that I lead on Sunday mornings called The Feast, which is a weekly worship service with and by the disability community.
Okay.
So my dad sings in the choir as well. And then right now, my mom has been serving as the pianist at The Feast.
Oh, wonderful.
While our current pianist has been traveling.
Right. And she's out. She had a child.
Yeah, well, Jenny, yes. But then Linda Piper has been our other
okay.
person. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but
okay.
yes. So it's kind of, but it's fun. So, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So now I've had our services kind of go on at the same
yes.
time, but I've had the opportunity to be at one service and just loved it. It was the service that was in the sanctuary.
Okay.
It was a celebration. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was, I think it was like Disability Ministry Sunday.
Okay.
And so it was promoting our ministry, and so we moved the feast into the sanctuary.
Okay, okay. So, and it is, I'm gonna give a shout out to the choir. It's called the Feast Choir, right? So the service is called the Feast.
And the Kingdom Singers
the Kingdom
are the choir.
Singers, you know, are the choir. So, I mean, the choir was fabulous. Like, I just felt like I could sing loud and just, you know, enjoy myself. It was joyful. You know, everyone in the choir, you didn't have to stand in a line, I thought. I was
right.
like, this is very free and freeing
yes.
for everyone there.
Right.
You know.
And we even have nonverbal individuals in our choir,
wonderful.
Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just all, again, going back to this ministry of presence,
yes.
that we all worship God in different ways,
yes.
and there's no right or wrong.
Yes.
And that's how I start each service. On Sunday, I say that the feast is a sacred place where we can just be ourselves
mm-hmm.
before God and
mm-hmm.
be comfortable worshiping however God leads us and with the unique gifts and graces God has given each one of us to worship God.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. So now the feast has moved.
Right.
You have your own space.
Yes.
And the service is at what time now?
8:30 a.m. on Sundays, which is awesome. It used to be at 5 p.m. on
right.
Sundays. And now at 8:30, it's great.
Yes. So the service is in the Tollison building.
Yes.
Which is the new building at Highland Park United Methodist Church. And so what have you found as you've moved into your new space, and what things are blossoming and growing out of the service?
Well, I mean, we have doubled our attendance since we moved
mm-hmm.
in that space. And I think there are several reasons for that, mainly moving to 8:30 a.m. on Sundays, which is Sunday morning worship is what the life of the church is about, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're more fully incorporated into the life of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Having our own space to worship. Previously, we were in a kind of more classroom space that was shared.
Mm-hmm.
Having our own space is just incredible.
Yeah.
And there's a great synergy between our service and then our all-inclusive Sunday school classes.
Mm-hmm.
So at 8:30, you have the feast, and then at 9:30 is the walk, which is the Sunday school class. So that's really gaining a lot of momentum and synergy there, too.
Yeah. And I just think it is a blessing for the church to hear the call to this ministry, because it just seems like the, you know, the more space we give it, just the more it grows.
Yeah,
right?
I would say, and I mean, you and I have both been on staff for a while. Mm-hmm. I would say it's interesting to see the areas of ministry that are organic and like have organic mm-hmm. ministry versus mm-hmm. areas of ministry, which all churches face, where you're trying to generate mm-hmm. energy around it. And
right.
I think with this disability ministry, it's absolutely one of these areas that's very organic and spirit-led.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about you personally in this ministry. What things are you excited about? Like, what things have grown in you personally as the feast is growing and really taking off and taking its own? Because I mean, it's a very powerful, great service. Along with, and Highland Park has so, we both know we've got so much going on, so many different areas that you can serve in, so many different places that you can worship, and they're all great. But this one is just really, really, really special. So what things have grown in you?
That is a really hard question, Carla. gosh, I don't even know how to go about answering that. Mm-hmm. I think one thing is that this whole process has taught me is that, like, I'm not in control. Like, God mm-hmm. leads, God provides,
mm-hmm.
God does God's work in spite of me,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
and thank God for that.
Right.
and so I've learned, too, that I am a perfectionist by nature,
mm-hmm.
and the feast, because it's basically sacred chaos,
mm-hmm.
Has taught me it's not about perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we were in Cornerstone, there's a real element of, you know, excellence, and,
mm-hmm.
but excellence can present itself in different ways.
Right, right.
And so that's been really enriching to me, that for me, that everything at the feast, things aren't perfect. I mean, people talk all the time.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of, and it's great. I love
it. Right.
So, and then I've learned that my favorite people to be around really are individuals with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I love our community.
Yeah, yeah. I can say that the service that I was able to attend, and there was a reception
mm-hmm.
afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
People did not leave. Like, there is community, there is love, there is acceptance.
Yeah.
If I can be honest, like, someone came up to me from behind and like, tapped me, but not tapped me on my shoulder. Like, they tapped me in my hair. Like, they were like, hey, girl, you know, like in my hair, which I thought, this is wonderful. Like, someone is so at home and feels so familiar with me that they can go beyond probably what church
right.
people would do and church etiquette, in quotes, would dictate. Like, and I don't know, that's probably a crazy story. And probably
no.
people will laugh, but I was just like, nobody's ever done that
right.
to me at Cornerstone. Nobody's ever felt, you know, I don't know.
Well, there's a real honesty, right?
Yeah.
And a real authenticity.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, and that's, I think, what's nice about the disability community
mm-hmm.
in general. I mean, we're doing broad strokes right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Yeah.
but that there's just, it's just is what it is.
Yeah.
And there's just a level of informality, I guess,
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah, yeah.
can be embraced.
Yeah. So, Ramsey, for the 8:30 service, which is called the Feast at the Tollison Building at Highland Park United Methodist Church, is there any, can anybody come?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to have, one doesn't have to have a disability. And in
mm-hmm.
fact, a lot of people who do come are just come because they enjoy the service.
Yeah.
It's 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, you get scripture, prayer, reflection, and communion. I mean,
yeah.
you are set.
Yeah,
you're good
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and lots of joy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And yes. So anyone, it's not just about, and there's an important distinction that we can talk more about, too. It's not a service for the disability community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a service with and by the disability community.
Okay. Very, very good. So that is, so people individuals with disabilities are really out front.
Yes.
They are reading scripture. Of course,
praying.
We said, yeah, yes, praying in the kingdom singers, in the choir, and
they're leading worship.
Yes, 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 which is absolutely wonderful. So, Ramsey, I know it's time for us to take a break. I want to talk more about the work that you do at Highland Park and about the disabilities ministry, but let's take a break and we will be right back.
To Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Well, welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and I'm having a great conversation with Reverend Ramsey Patton, Associate Pastor at Highland Park United Methodist Church. Thank you so much, Ramsey, for being here.
Thanks again, Carla. It's so much fun being here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we were just chatting about all of the things, and then so I kind of want to get more into what's going on in our disability program. It's called our Belong Disability Program.
Right.
And because honestly, I just went through the whole list, and even I'm like shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on. So we have day programs now that we have the space at the Tollison Building. We've got rooms that are dedicated to
yes.
our disability program. So what's the philosophy behind our day programming?
So the idea behind our day programming is to kind of fill in the gaps for people who are looking for activities during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We did an extensive survey and research prior to opening the Tollison and planning our programming. And what we found, and we want to meet the unmet needs of the community,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't want to replicate what's already being
right.
done in the disability world. We want
right.
to meet the unmet needs. And what we saw again and again is that these older, adults with disabilities, there's just not a lot of opportunities. Once
mm-hmm.
you age out of school,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you become isolated in your home or there aren't a lot of opportunities. And so that is what our day programming is about, offering things for individuals who are looking for fellowship and activity.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to just kind of go through this list. I mean, it truly is extensive. We are offering pottery, sewing, drama, training for chances, art speaks, ping pong, Bible journaling and hand lettering, music exploration, board games, cooking, afternoon wind down with sensory and movement rooms, and adaptive tennis.
Yes.
And so, there's programming here. Like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot for everyone, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Different interests, different skill sets.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And I will say that I haven't had the opportunity to go to attend any of the day programs, but I have been in the space and I've seen the rooms where everything happens, and it's really beautifully set up, and it is set up as a nice, warm, welcoming space to really meet needs.
Yes. I mean, one of the things we've been so blessed with is that we essentially have the first floor of the Tollison. We have
mm-hmm.
30,000 square feet
mm-hmm.
dedicated to disability ministry.
Yes.
And so as we were planning what we were going to offer and what the rooms were going to look like, I mean, we just had a blank slate. And so we do have a state-of-the-art sensory room,
mm-hmm.
movement room, an art room, in addition to kind of multi-purpose classroom space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our kitchen, which
yes.
is the home of Chances Pie and Coffee Shop.
Yes, yes. So Chances is a wonderful space, and anybody can come in. I believe it's open from
7:30 to noon
okay.
on Sunday through Thursday.
Okay, okay. So you can come into the Tollison Building and You check in at the front desk, and then you can go into Chance's Pie Shop.
Yeah, it's right there when you walk in.
It's right there when you walk in. You are greeted at the door several times. You're greeted really well.
Enthusiastically.
I love it. Yes. I absolutely love it. And then you can go and you can get some pie, coffee, tea, hot tea or cold tea. I always get a cherry pie and unsweet tea.
Okay.
Although the sweet tea is really good. I've gotten that before, too. And you can have great conversation. There are workers there in Chance's that are ready to talk to you and tell you a little bit about themselves and all of that. You can sit down and have it there, or you can take it to go. And you have to pay, though.
You have to pay, but for $3, you get a bottomless cup of coffee.
Yes.
And it's good coffee.
Yes, yes.
And the pies are reasonably priced as well.
They are. They are. And they're so good.
They are really good.
Yes.
They are really
yes.
good.
And the space is gorgeous. So we can, you know, we've had meetings there before. We get some pie and some tea for me and sit down and have a meeting. And you're right, it is bottomless. You can get you know, more coffee and that kind of thing. It's a beautiful space and just a great place to be.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So I highly recommend for people to come over to Chance's in the Tollison building at Highland Park United Methodist Church and just sit and enjoy and talk to people.
And not only are members of our ministry hosting and checking you out, mm-hmm. But they're also baking the pies,
yes.
and making the coffee,
yes.
and so it's a really exciting collaboration.
It's a job.
It is definitely
yeah.
a job.
Yeah, it's a job. And so they're cleaning up after you and letting you know, mm-hmm. you know, giving you direction and letting you know what to do. And then when you leave, they greet you again and tell you to have a great day and to come back. And I don't know. It's just a great place to be. So I love when I get to go. I go to yoga on Tuesdays, and then I go to Chance's.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, right after yoga. That's my ritual. So, and we've talked about so much that our Belong Disability Ministry has to offer. We've got worship, day programs, coffee and pie. We've got
Sunday school.
We've got Sunday school. We covered arts and mm-hmm. recreation. There's also the Explorers along with the Spotlight Theater. And the Explorers is for individuals who it's like a weekly program.
It's
right?
a weekly. It's a monthly program.
Monthly program.
On Tuesday evenings. And it's basically a time of fellowship and learning and fun for older teens and adults
yes.
with disabilities.
Yes. So I had the opportunity to go to Explorers maybe, I don't know, a year or so ago. It's hard for me to remember. And we took the participants through kind of the background of Cornerstone. We took them on stage and showed them kind of what we do on stage and the equipment that we use. We showed the participants the board where we do the sound, run the sound, and then we took them back into the control room. Then we wrote a song together.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. We went on stage and we wrote a song together, and I got all the ideas from everybody, and then we put it together in a song. Then the parents came back and we performed the song for the parents. So Explorers is a great program, and it's and that day, you know, it was really teaching the backgrounds of what it takes to run Cornerstone, and it was so much fun. And then we also have, which we haven't covered, the respite programs.
Yeah.
Night Owls and Journey. And so I've been to Night Owls before, but can you tell us a little bit about Night Owls?
So Night Owls is kind of is where we started with our disability ministry years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
close to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it is a respite program for kids and their siblings, mm-hmm. children with disabilities and their siblings. And so we offer it two times a month on Friday evenings and the family comes, the parents drop off their kiddos, and it's a time from 5:30 to 10. The parents can go home, sleep, go out to a movie, dinner, mm-hmm. date, whatever. And it's just fun for the kids. There's lots of different activities. It's a really, really great community.
Yeah, yeah. So when we go to night outs, I've told the staff of Night Owls that we get our band, the Cornerstone Band, we get a couple of dates a year, and we all fight over the dates because everybody wants to do it. We want to bring our kids. And what we do is the kids are there, and they go around to different...
Like stations,
yes,
or whatever. Yeah.
So our station is music, of course, and we just get to do like fun music for about 15 to 20 minutes, like fun music, you know, different than church music,
right?
Just fun stuff. And the kids are jumping around and, you know, just singing. We bring them up there with us, give them the microphone. They sing really loud. It's so much fun. And, it you know, it's like 15 to 20 minutes, and then they go to the next station. So we love to do it because we love to bring our kids. So our kids can, you know, come
That's
and
awesome.
Help and participate and enjoy the fun. Because, I mean, it's a high-energy – Night Owls is a high-energy night.
It is a high-energy night.
Yeah.
I will say, as a mom of a 5-year-old son, one of the biggest gifts that God has given me in my ministry is the ability – is the gift that Noah, that's my son, mm-hmm. being able to worship at the feast mm-hmm. and see that no matter how we might look differently or act differently mm-hmm. or express ourselves differently, mm-hmm. we're all the same, right?
Right.
We're
right.
all made in the image of God. We're all
right.
wonderfully made by God, and we're
right.
all loved by God. And I think, so to your point, taking your kids and volunteering at Night Owls, I mean, the more that we can realize that we're all the same, there's no us, them,
right.
whatever.
Right.
It's a real gift,
yes.
and it's what we need to keep promoting the kingdom.
Yes, yes, yes. And you are right. You will see so much joy and so much love. And if you are in a spot where maybe you don't feel that in your life, you know, volunteer for the disability ministry,
yeah,
you know.
For sure.
Yes, you will receive acceptance and freedom and wholeness and love and joy. With this community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting things for me that's kind of evolved is, so, you know, people say, well, what does that person have?
Mm-hmm.
And they're referring to, like, their disability. And I don't even see it anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's just Carla. It's just
yes.
Ramsey.
Yes.
It's,
yes.
you know. And so it's just really interesting how your perspective really changes on what disability is.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think I first learned that at going to Spotlight Theater. I mean, this show, it's hard to describe with words what you see and what you experience in this show. Because when we say that it's an original show, and meaning, when you start rehearsals, the concept is not formed yet. Like,
right.
the concept is formed right there in the Saturday meetings, in the Saturday rehearsals.
Yes.
And it's taken from one thing, and it takes all of these twists and turns, and it gets all the way to the end. And so when you take your family to Spotlight Theater, you are seeing something that is brand new, that the Lord has really just birthed
yes.
in this ministry. And
yes.
every year it's a new
thing.
It's a new production.
Yep. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. And it's hilarious. And we love to laugh. My family does. So we like to go see comedians and everything. We love laughter. And so you won't remember the last time you've laughed as hard. Like the show
it's
is hilarious.
True. Yeah, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. The punchlines are hilarious. The songs are great, and I just love it because you have to go every year because it's...
Yeah, you want to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that Spotlight has what is called Spotlight Film,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you've
oh, yeah.
seen it, but it is a legitimately high-quality
mm-hmm.
film.
Yes.
I think, I don't even know what year we're on, probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
But I would highly recommend people checking that out. And I think the films are on our website, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. But there are these short films, again, written, produced, acted by our members of our community, and yeah. really powerful, especially this past year. Really powerful
yes.
message.
Yes, yes, yes. And again, those are written.
Yes.
They're written
by the
ministry.
Actors.
Yes, yeah. yes. So, Ramsey, if people are listening and they're thinking, okay, either I have someone in my family that is living with a disability, and I want to get them involved in the program, or if they want to volunteer, you know, if they're like, okay, it sounds like I need this in my life, because really you'll think you're doing something for somebody else and you receive,
right.
like everything else,
like
you receive
else, right. so
you know,
much more.
Yes, yes. If they're thinking, I need this in my life, I want to volunteer, or I just want more information about what's going on in the Belong Disability Ministry, where should they go?
Contact me. Email
okay.
me. My name's, like you said, Ramsey Patton. I'm on the website at Highland Park United Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to also put in a plug for our Resource Navigator program.
Okay.
We have something that I don't know that any other church is doing. We have a person as part of our disability ministry. She's a certified recreation therapist,
mm-hmm.
but her sole job is to help families connect with resources in the community.
Hmm.
So if you have a kid who just got a diagnosis, that she's a great place to go, because, you know, there are waiting lists and there's programs.
Right.
It's crazy. It's a whole new world to navigate. And so we have this program where she will help. You don't have to be a member of the church. You don't have to be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to help you, connect you to resources in the disability community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's wonderful. So they can get that information
yes.
through the website
yes.
as well.
Yep. Resource Navigator.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So there's so much going on. There's so much going on. So really, the Tolleson building really was really the way that we were able to stretch out, really, in this ministry. And
yes.
really
expand it,
yes.
I mean, considerably.
Yeah, yeah. So, and when I go into the Tolleson and I see so much life and so much joy and so many different programs, so many different things that even I can go into and enjoy myself a little bit, because I work across the street in the building, but a lot of times, you know, I want some of that joy too, so I need to go.
We all need that joy.
We all need it. Yeah, we all need it. So I'll go over there across the street just to see. So it's wonderful. And I know that you are now you're transitioning into even a bigger role.
Yeah, I'm transitioning into, over the course of the next 12 months or so, into the role of the director of Belong Disability
mm-hmm.
Ministry. So currently Vance Gilmore, who's basically a rock star
yes,
in the world
is.
Of camping and disability ministry, agreed to come out of retirement and launch this next iteration of our ministry. And so
mm-hmm.
that's what he's done. And so he's going to go back into retirement. And so I'm spending the next year following him around and learning from him and to take over
mm-hmm.
once he leaves in December 2020.
All right. So first of all, congratulations
Thank you.
This is huge for you. And I know that you have a heart for this and that you're going to just continue the ministry and continue growing and continue loving and serving, just as God has called you to do. But what will this mean for you? So how is this going to look different?
Well, right now I have more of a church-wide role.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved in different areas of ministry. I'm on our leadership team, kind of involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
So my role in the leadership team, I guess, won't change. But what will change is I'm going to become much more focused on disability ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had broader ministry, and so now it's going to be a real niche. But I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of learning to do.
No, you can do it. I'm sure you don't have a lot of learning to do. I'm sure you're a rock star at it already. Yeah, no, I'm sure you are. So I wanted to go back to the feast, because I want to make sure that people know exactly what they should, honestly, what they should come and get involved in. Are there areas for people to volunteer?
Yeah, anyone can serve as kingdom singers. As we always love singers,
yes.
And you don't have to be able to sing.
Yes.
That is the thing with the Kingdom Singers Choir. You can just not. My dad is a member of the choir, as I mentioned before, and
yeah.
He does not have an excellent singing voice. So all are welcome.
He's probably like, why did you say that on the radio?
He's used to us teasing him. But he's very enthusiastic, and that's
yeah.
what we want.
Yeah.
So that's probably the easiest way to serve. I mean, we always could use greeters to greet people and things.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know what? Come worship with us. Your
yeah.
presence is part of our worshiping community. That
yeah.
would be the biggest gift you could give us.
Mm-hmm. And I know people who the feast has been their door into the church. Like, they heard about the feast and went to
yes.
volunteer, and that was, you know, their first introduction to
right.
the church, which I think is perfect, you know, and
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, we've had probably close to 20 people join the church
mm-hmm.
through the feast,
mm-hmm.
and we've had an adult baptism, and
wonderful.
And we've unfortunately had done about 3 funerals, but
mm-hmm.
It's just, but it's a real loving, tight,
it's a community.
Tight-knit community.
It is a
and welcoming
community. Yes, yes. And I honestly have experienced the freedom and the just the visitation of the Holy Spirit, you know, in the feast. So Ramsey, I always ask sometimes I ask this question. I want to know about your downtime, like your quiet time, because you've got a lot going on. You're stepping into a big ministry. What does downtime, I can't say that word, and quiet time look like for you?
So do you mean like quiet time with God or just?
Yes, quiet time with God.
And then downtime in general?
Because I know that quiet time looks different for everybody. And sometimes people, especially, you know, women who are on the go and are achievers, and they produce a lot and do a lot. Quiet time with God can be difficult. Downtime can be difficult.
Yeah. I think for me, my best quiet time is when it is first thing in the morning,
mm-hmm.
5:30. The challenge is my son wakes up at
yeah.
5 or 5:30 and gets
yeah.
in bed with me.
Yeah.
So I have had to kind of reroute what my quiet time looks like. So usually I try to carve out several segments or a couple segments of time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Fridays, that's my Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really try to spend 2 to 3 hours in prayer.
Yeah.
In scripture reading.
Yeah.
Just kind of resting in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I've also found that on the days that I'm not as good reading my Bible or praying,
mm-hmm.
I do try to at least lie down and rest in God's grace. That's
mm-hmm.
been a new thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to intentionally rest in your grace, God, for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I always strive to be more disciplined with my quiet time, I feel like you have to catch it kind of when you can.
Right. That's all of us. That's every single Christian, you know, on the planet. But I know especially for high-achieving people, giving yourself the permission to, and I've seen you do that, laying down in the grace of God. Like you read a scripture, read a passage, and then you just lay down
mm-hmm.
and that's a great thing. I need
yeah.
to learn that from you.
Well, no, thank you. It's just simple. It's simple.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time preparing messages and reading
yes.
the Bible for work. So often lack of words and just quiet
yeah.
is more helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, Ramsey, thank you so much for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Carla. You're
the best.
I truly
appreciate this.
No.
Everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org for all of the great information about Love Ministries. And I will tell you this one thing about myself. I have written a book, and the book is released now. It's called True Leaders with Heart. It is weekly meditations for leaders. You can go to my website, Carla carlanivens.com, or you can go to Exulon Publishing or Barnes & Noble or Amazon to get the information and be able to download the book and get the book for yourself and meditate on the Word of God. As Ramsey and I just talked about, for leaders and for high achievers, sometimes it's very difficult to sit and meditate and rest in the grace of God. True leaders with heart will help you to do that. So everyone, we want you to have a great week. My name is Carla Nivens. We will see you back here next week. Every heart.